Do you know what the big three sources of temptation are? They're the world, our selfishness, and the devil.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. It's Friday, October 18th.
I get tempted by, like, men being a single woman. You know, it's tempting to go about doing things your own way and taking the control. You don't want this type of man. You've been there, done that, and you don't want to go back to those old ways.
Good for her. I've noticed that many Christians are somewhat naive about the devices Satan uses to tempt us to follow him. It's as though we're unaware that such schemes can wreck our homes. There are some times I'm tempted easily. When I'm alone, say on a trip, isolated from those who love me, I might be tempted when I'm tired, both physically and emotionally. And finally, it's when I think I can justify my actions. I'm constantly amazed at my ability to rationalize wrong choices. One final thought. You know, it doesn't get any easier as we get older. The solution, of course, is found in 1 Peter chapter 5. Peter writes, "Watch out, be on the alert." You know what you and I should do? We should keep our guards up. Your family and your walk with God are too precious for you to fall prey to Satan's schemes. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.